From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. Reports say Russia has begun airstrikes in Syria. The United States believes that Russia has started carrying out airstrikes in Syria in the vicinity of the city of Homs. That is what a U.S. official told the Reuters news agency, adding that Moscow gave the United States a one-hour advance notice of the operation. The official, who spoke on condition of anonymity, said the information on the airstrikes was preliminary and declined to give any details, including on the number of strikes or the aircraft used. The U.S. military's Central Command did not immediately respond to a request for comment. Russian lawmakers voted unanimously Wednesday to allow President Vladimir Putin to order the airstrikes, where Russia has deployed fighter jets and other weapons in recent weeks. Heavy fighting continued Wednesday in northern Afghanistan as that country's security forces tried to recapture the city of Kunduz from Taliban fighters who seized it earlier this week in a major victory for the militant group. The United Nations Assistance Mission in Afghanistan said the clashes in Kunduz have killed or injured more than 100 civilians and forced 6,000 people to flee the city. The Afghan army has been trying to send more troops from the south up into Kunduz, but Taliban roadblocks and landmines have blocked them from advancing in Baghlan province. U.S. warplanes carried out a pair of airstrikes on Tuesday in support of the Afghan troops. A spokesman for the U.S.-led NATO alliance said the first strike was done to eliminate the threat to coalition and Afghan forces. President Ashraf Ghani told reporters in Kabul that national forces have made quick advances and have inflicted heavy casualties. This is VOA News. The world's seven leading industrialized countries have pledged to contribute $1.8 billion to United Nations aid agencies to help with the world's worst migrant crisis since the Second World War. The announcement came Tuesday after a G7 meeting on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly in New York. Also attending the meeting were Gulf state leaders and those of some of the European nations dealing with the influx of displaced people.
Die Unterfinanzierung der Hilfsorganisation ist dramatisch.
That's the German Foreign Minister, Frank-Walter Steinmeier, who said the underfinancing of these aid organizations is dramatic indeed. The UNHCR and the World Food Programme are lacking 50 or up to 60% of funding needed. In such a situation, it is the duty of the international community to make sure that the situation does not deteriorate, and we need to lend assistance and help to the aid organizations and the humanitarian organizations, and thus also to help the refugees. The World Health Organization is publishing some new guidelines on the treatment of HIV/AIDS that it says could end the AIDS epidemic by 2030.
In an interview with VOA, Coordinator for Treatment and Care for HIV/AIDS, Meg Doherty, says clinical trials show early use of antiretroviral therapy keeps people with HIV living longer, healthier lives while reducing the risk of transmitting the virus to partners.
We also believe that by starting more people earlier on therapy, we will have an opportunity to end AIDS by 2030. And ending a public health epidemic does not mean that there will be no evidence of the virus at all, but it will mean that there will be an ability to have fewer new infections than those who are on therapy.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A court in India has sentenced five people to death for their role in the 2006 bombings of commuter trains in Mumbai that killed 186 people and wounded hundreds more. The court also sentenced seven other people to life in prison in connection with the attacks. They were all convicted last month after an eight-year trial that included testimony from some 200 witnesses. An alleged Islamist radical accused of helping to destroy historic buildings in Mali made his first appearance at the International Criminal Court on Wednesday. During a brief hearing, Ahmad Al-Faqi Al-Mahdi confirmed his identity but declined to make any statement. ICC prosecutors say Al-Mahdi directed or took part in attacks that demolished nine historic mausoleums and a mosque in the city of Timbuktu during June and July of 2012. Islamic militants took power in most of northern Mali earlier in that year. I'm Ira Melman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.